It's very nearly 11 o'clock and that's time for the Otway Health Check. Brought to you, of course, by Otway Health, and it's an opportunity to catch up with, well, what's current at Otway Health, biggest employer in the neighbourhood and probably one of the most important service providers in the neighbourhood. And today we're going straight to the top of the tree. We're talking to Kate Gillen, who runs the joint.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm excellent. Thank
That's
you.
That's good.
How are
That's
you?
Great. Yeah, look, I'm okay. Ticking along. There's been a bit happening. The practices, the general practice has moved into Otway Health, which is where those with long memories will remember that where it began.
That's right. Yeah.
How's all that going?
Well, they're very settled now, and we've actually got four consulting rooms. We've just bought another consulting room on this week. Mm-hmm. So we've got four consulting rooms and a treatment room right next alongside urgent care. So that means that they all work together closely as to when people come in, either to the medical centre for a regular consult or when there's something a little bit more urgent.
So that's a lot better than running up the, you know, even though it's only a half a kilometre away, running up the street if there's something.
Yeah, good
something
supports.
That's very urgent.
Good supports for each other. Yeah.
And I suppose it means that the medical practice has access to a whole lot of equipment and testing that a lot of medical practices just wouldn't normally
that's
have.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Mm. So there's a lot of equipment in urgent care around ECG and resuscitation and bladder scans, all those types of pieces of equipment that you might need if something's a little bit more urgent or time critical.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Oh, well, that's great because, you know, one of the big challenges of being of living away from major centres is being able to access those kinds of checks and stuff.
Yeah,
so that's
true.
So that's
yeah.
a good thing. And for the time being, reception will still be where it is in the physical layout, but there are plans down the track for changing all that?
Yeah. That is, yeah. So we've got some concept plans. And so I guess from a longer term vision perspective, we see this as a really critical service to grow with a good team of GPs and but also the what we call a multidisciplinary approach. So your physiotherapists and your counsellors and podiatrists and all of those types of services that what we sometimes cluster as primary care. So they're the types of services that you'll come in for a consultation and keeps you well and looked after, and so they all work in very closely together. So we see that as a really important growing area.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the way. I mean, it's the way you don't want to be turning up to the doctor just because you're crook. It's the way to maintain some decent health. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, particularly if there's challenges around an existing illness that you need to keep really well managed, so that you don't end up in hospital or unwell because it hasn't been closely monitored.
Mm, and diabetes is a classic.
That's a good example.
And the whole team approach means that we don't burn people out.
That's right. that's right. Yeah.
That's the big challenge. Yeah.
And I think part of the model too is being able to support the GPs becoming becoming trained and particularly trained in really interesting practices like the one that we have. And then they're exposed to this area and this type of practice. And
so, for people that don't know, we've got a couple of registrars coming, and that means they're almost doctors. Yes, almost.
Well, they are doctors.
They are doctors.
So they've finished their medical school. They've usually had about 3 years in hospital. So sometimes they're called interns or junior doctors.
Yep.
And they're choosing to specialise as a GP. And so they go on to then additional GP training. and that's 18 months. So they do their theory through a training program, but they're based in practice and supported by senior GPs who are trained to be supervisors, and they learn all of the skill around GP.
Yeah, around being a GP. And yeah. So if you were destined to be a gastroenterologist or something else, then you'd go to a hospital and you'd spend your time doing that. But these folk are committed to being to general practice.
That's right.
And if we're lucky, they're folk that like to surf and like the lifestyle and are committed to working in this area.
What's not to love?
You know, absolutely. And yeah. So in the longer term, this is planting the next crop of people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And it's an investment of our time to support training.
Mm.
And they may stay with us, they may stay close by.
Sure.
But it's you know, the other I think really nice piece about it is a lot of them will come from originally from rural areas.
Mm.
They may have gone to Deakin and that's got a particular rural focus. And then they're doing their specialist training with us, and it's highly likely that they'll want to work within this region.
Yeah, and I guess the relationship with Lawn gives us all sorts of attractions for registrars, but also a lot more shared capacity one way or another. Yeah,
That's right. Yeah, they have to go to two different practices mm-hmm. in their three rotations. So they can stay at a practice for two rotations, but not for three.
Mm.
So if we work together, we might be able to keep them in our area for three rotations, and then they have a really strong foundation in this region.
By that time, we've got them.
Yeah.
And speaking of Lawn, we might. Do you want to talk about? So there are lots of. There's been lots of ruminating and discussing and planning around how this relationship with Lawn works, and you know the two hospital services and the two practices and things. Is there anything much to say about that yet, or is it?
Yeah, look, I think the two boards of Otway Health and Lawn Community Hospital have been in discussion, and they did indicate that they would need all of 2018 to work through, I guess what they're working through, how can we not only retain what we have in both communities, but grow and work together to grow and additional services.
Mm.
And we know the areas that we need additional services, and a really important priority for both areas is GP and primary services, which we've just been talking about. And we know that one of the important ingredients in that is teamwork and collegiality and professional connection, and so that helps us to keep the services there and well supported. Mm. But also so that we're putting the maximum amount of dollars into frontline services and not too much in administration and back of house.
Mm.
So they've been working through lots of those questions.
Yep.
And I think we'll have Nick in the next couple of weeks on the show, and
yep.
He'll be able to give us, so Nick's the chair of Otway Health.
Absolutely, yeah.
We all know Nick.
Yep, indeed.
And he'll be able to give us, I think, by then, a lot more of an indication of how the board's feeling.
How they're thinking and feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it would seem to make sense that two health services less than an hour apart in very similar environments certainly have a lot to give each other one way or another.
Yeah.
So, and whatever form that takes
will
be interesting and much anticipated, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Good to hear from him.
Let's play some sponsor announcements and come back and chat some more. This is the Apollo Bay Health Check. I beg your pardon, it's the Otway Health Check. It used to be the Apollo Bay Health Check. Brought to you by Otway Health on 3ABR.
Apollo Bay Arts Inc. supporting arts in Apollo Bay and District. Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
Apollo Bay Radio, that's what you're listening to.
You haven't really been to Apollo Bay until you've immersed yourself in the colourful local atmosphere of the Saturday morning community market. From 8:30 to 1 every Saturday, local producers and craftspeople gather on the foreshore to present the best of what's grown and made in the Otways. Farm fresh and organic fruit, vegetables, berries, seedlings, free-range eggs, grass-fed beef and lamb, honey, homemade preserves, ciders, locally roasted coffee and delicious baked treats. Handcrafted ceramics, jewellery, photography, toys, homemade soaps, skincare and much more. It's lively and it's all absolutely local. Station sponsor the Apollo Bay Community Market every Saturday morning between the Information Centre and the Surf Club.
Pop into Surf and Fish for all your fishing, boating, surfing and scuba adventures, where you can buy all major clothing brands, accessories and wetsuits for the whole family. Spray tans are also available with a 2-hour wash-off. Hire a full range of equipment for your golf, scuba, snorkeling, fishing, surfing and bodyboarding. For shooters, centrefire, rimfire and shotgun ammunition is available at Surf and Fish, just opposite the Information Centre. Proud sponsor of ABR.
Sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the ten antitheses of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's the lovely Ella Fitzgerald. It's a delightful, delicious, the lovely day, isn't it?
It certainly
Kate?
Is. Yeah. we're talking love that song.
It's a great song, it's very old. Kate Gillen, who is the boss at Otway Health. And at Lawn, and we're chatting about all things to do with the health service and what's been happening and what's likely to happen. And over summer, of course, when our population increases substantially, what's the plan?
What's the plan? So I think I was saying just before that we've got 4 consulting rooms, and a treatment room. So we're able to bring another locum GP. I've talked about locum GPs in the news sheet. They're GPs who will go and do a short stint at a service when there's a higher activity or there's some leave. So we've got a GP coming for a month. So that's in addition to Dr. Aisha, who's there for 4 months at the moment, and Dr. Denise, who's with us all the time. And so that will give us then some more support over that time.
Okay.
We've got our urgent care 24/7 roster all fully covered, and that's been the case for a long time now. But that gives us just some extra so that people can get
So urgent care is different from the practice, isn't it? From going to see the doctor. And that's what you need when you put a fish hook in your toe, I guess is a reasonable example, or whether you're suddenly in the surf and you get short of breath.
Yep.
Or you get dumped and your neck feels strange or whatever. So how does that work exactly? Because that's not calling an ambulance, is it? Or is it?
No. Sometimes you do need to head straight to serious. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. Triple O will always sort you out and head you to the closest or to the most appropriate service. And that is most likely to be Otway Health. So people can turn up themselves, and or they can come via ambulance. Mm. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there will be support. So the initial support that you'll get is that you'll see a nurse who will triage you, and that determines how urgent you need some review.
Mm.
And do some initial treatment, and then we've got general practitioners on call or nurse practitioners on call, and they've got all of that whiz-bang knowledge and skill around emergencies.
Yep.
And they'll come and treat you, and then either you can stay in hospital if you need, or be transferred if you need, or go home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's all very straightforward. But if it's an emergency, 000.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And the ambulance will come, and even if it comes and brings you to Otway Health, those people are highly skilled in terms of looking after you, and it's in those first minutes and maybe up to an hour.
Yeah.
If something happens that it's really important to be. In fact, it's often more important to be in the hands of a really good ambulance team than it is anyone else's.
Well, that's right, because we've got to remember that we're part of a whole state system.
Yeah.
And there's airlifting, there's helicopters that come.
All manner of bells and whistles can be.
So enacted, there's a whole system out there, and at Otway Health, we're part of that system. Mm. We're called an urgent care because. Bowen Health or University Hospital in Geelong has what we call a full emergency department, where they have emergency specialists. We have an urgent care, which gives us enormous local support, but we always remember that we're part of a big system, and we've got great paramedics and transport systems to be able to get us to the right spot. Mm.
So we're geared up for Christmas and for the holiday season, we think. What else have we got to talk about today?
Oh, probably one of the things that I just wanted to let people know was that we are reintroducing the Saturday clinics. So that's just something that I know this community really values about access and being able to get an appointment, not necessarily in Monday to Friday business hours. Through November, so we'll get those dates published in the news sheet, and we'll aim to be working toward having Saturdays covered as an ongoing thing through the high season. Also, we're working on a website which will give people the option to do their bookings online.
Okay.
So the little app that's there is called Hot Doc, and it means you can go on at 2 a.m. or whatever time you think of it, and look to see what appointments are available and pop yourself in.
So this is for physiotherapy or for
the GP consult.
A GP consult as well.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic news, because it can be, it can be tough, particularly if you happen to ring in at a busy time and there's something going on, and that's a great service, and that'll be all of Otway Health's facilities will be booked that way.
Well, certainly we'll be growing what will be on will be able to be booked on there, and so the medical centre should be on within the next couple of weeks, and we'll get all of that information out in the news sheet so that people know, and also on social media as well, just so people have got the link.
And I would just hazard a bit of a guess that that sometime in the next little while. The folk at Murrawarn Neighbourhood House might be available to run a little course for those that are a bit challenged by online bookings and things. I mean, look, it's certainly not just Otway Health. I booked a couple of tickets for the show on Saturday night in the Mech Hall. I could have gone into Galapagos Books and bought the tickets, but you just do it online.
Yeah.
So booking online is a really fundamental life skill now.
It is. Although, it's not going to be the only way to book.
No,
of course,
no, of course not.
It's another way to book.
But I think it's I'll have a chat to some of the people that I faintly know at the neighbourhood house, and maybe we can do something, because the neighbourhood house is doing bookings that way too,
and it
works really well.
Yep. And I think computer skills are always important get better at, aren't they?
Indeed. Unless you're going to leave the planet and return to another time.
If only.
So I think we're pretty much covered. As usual, there's podiatry and there's physio and there's all the other things that you need.
That's right. And we're just, I think, focused on growing those services as the community need builds. And it's a high focus to ensure that the services are there that people need.
And in a general and broader sense, the plan really is to set up a team, a group of health professionals, rather than burn one or two people out, which has been the history, you know, and not just of Apollo Bay, but of lots of regional areas where one or two people with a great passion get in and run, you know, and look after people.
Yeah.
But it's just not sustainable, especially with a growing population.
Yeah, that's right.
And especially with lots of visitors.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Kate Gillan, thank you for talking to us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
On the Otway Health Check on 3 ABR.